I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. While improving your herd's genetics is a long-term, ever-evolving goal, now that there are more calves on the market, your genetic investment should be paying some dividends, as certified Angus Beef's Justin Sexton shares.
As the market declines, the differentiation or the price points between good cattle and lower quality cattle gets wider, because now with an abundant supply of calves, I can now be more discerning if I'm a buyer. I no longer am purchasing high-risk calves to keep the feed yard full, and so I can be more selective, pay a higher price for the good cattle, potentially discount the cattle that don't meet my specifications from genetic potential and ultimately management as well.
Producers may document their management to get premiums, but Sexton says value is amplified when these programs are applied to high-quality cattle.
As the number of calves that have value-added practices added to them, such as vaccination and feeding programs, increases, the need to have a solid genetic foundation under those calves only continues to grow as the number of calves that feeders have to choose from also increased. But investing in genetics lays a foundation that, regardless of how the market goes up and down, gives you options to add and capture value later on down the road.
For more ag news, go to aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.
That's today's Open Range.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.